great to get the first round of the Dunlop Championship. We won the championship last year, and it's great to get Mayo the first round of it. It's a good head start.
Now, today's event, I believe the conditions were testing at times.
We thought Galway International, we were in Galway International a few weeks ago, and we thought that was bad, but Mayo today, it took the biscuits, you know, with lion water and muck all over the place. It was really hard work. So anybody at all that finishes it, you know, they well deserve to finish it.
And tell us a little bit about the stages. I mean, you were pretty much in pole position from the word go.
We were. There was a new fella there today, Hugh Hunter, a Wales, Welsh fella. So we didn't know how to take him, and we had the usual, you know, Niall Maguire and Kevin Barrs and Paddy McVeigh. There was a few other boys there as well. But we set a good time in the first stage. I think we were about 4.9 seconds up on Hugh Hunter. So we managed then to put a bit of pressure on Hugh Hunter where I think he hit a chicane or something, and he damaged the front of the car, so he had to pull out. So we then had over 2 minutes of a lead, and we finished up, I think, with about 2 minutes and 20 seconds of a lead.
And looking towards the latter couple of stages, were you able to take the foot off the pedal a little bit?
They were, of course. Even on the last three, we went into the last three, a minute and 57 up, and all we had to do was drive around them. But it was hard work just to even do that, even though we were under no pressure from nobody behind. But just to finish it with all the lion water, it was just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, I mean, it's great to get the points on the board in the championship so early on, and you'll go into the next race with a bit of confidence there early on in the season.
I said, of course, it'll build up the confidence now again, it all helps. But the next round now is Kerry in about 3 weeks' time. So, you know, we don't need to win them all if we come second or third. But we'll take one day at a time anyway and see how we get on. And again, we'll have to talk to the sponsors again to try and get some more money, because it's all money.
And finally, just the car itself, how did it perform? Any concerns, any worries, any little mishaps?
No, we had nothing at all. We had a couple of moments now. We definitely had a couple of moments with the car acroplaning on top of the water. Definitely, we had a few of them, three or four of them all day. Lucky enough to get away with them and keep the speed up. But, yes, as I said, the next round again is Kerry, and we're looking forward to that.
And your margin of victory, I think, 2 minutes 21 seconds. Roy White and James O'Brien in second, and then Paddy McVeigh and Gary McElhinney.
That's right. That's the one.
Yeah, so, and just the overall, the event, I mean, good crowds, well organised?
Good crowds and well organised, definitely well organised. There was one stage cancelled just this morning due to somebody took ill on one of the stages. So that's all. And to be fair, you know, with the conditions, you would think there would be more cancelled, but no, there weren't. And it was definitely a well run rally.
And you were fastest, I think, on all eight of the stages?
We were fastest in all of the eight stages, which was great. Even on the last one there, we tried to take it easy, as you know, as best we could. We couldn't take the foot off the pedal too much, because these boys wouldn't be long catching you. But even on the last one, I think we took 3 seconds out of Roy White on the last one.